KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A teachers' union says it's not satisfied with KZN's state of readiness for the 2025 academic year, but provincial education officials insist everything is in place. The National Teachers Union is complaining about the delivery of learning and teaching materials ahead of the school year kicking off tomorrow. It's accused the department of misleading the public. NATU's Dr. Ngema.
In KwaZulu-Natal only, all Section 21C schools, more than 1,200 of them, do not have necessary tools for teaching and learning. There are no textbooks, no stationery in these schools.
But delivery delays are deliberate, according to KZN Education's Muzi Mahlambi.
We are very much confident that come tomorrow, when learners go to school, they'll be able to be provided with meals, they'll be able to be provided with stationery and textbook. What has delayed us distribution of the LTSM is that during holidays, we have a lot of Bulgari in our schools, so they normally steal food and steal stationery, so we delay to distribute or deliver it to our schools so that we deliver it when learners are at school.
The information regulator has written to the Education Department asking how it's addressing potential data compromises after the alleged early release of the 2024 matric results. Johannesburg-based company EduMarks reportedly charged 100 rand to provide early results, which differed from the official release. The department has confirmed a possible breach, but insists it won't impact the integrity of the results. An investigation involving state security and the Hawks is underway. The bail application of the murder-accused Govender brothers has been adjourned again after a lengthy back and forth between the state and defence in the Durban Magistrates Court. Farrell and Darren Govender are accused of gunning down businessman Shailen Singh. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
The state has requested the court to move the case to Friday to give them time to finish the affidavits. Prosecutor Nkolele Komsia says the state is in possession of audiovisual evidence that refutes the brothers' suggestion that they will not threaten anyone if granted bail. He told the court that the evidence contains footage of alleged domestic violence that the court must take into account before deciding on bail. He argued that returning earlier than Friday is not ideal, as the investigating officer is also needed at the AKA case that's been heard tomorrow morning. A visibly frustrated defense attorney, Navinder Maniklal, described the request as a waste of court's time. In the dock, the brothers frequently glanced at each other, with Farrell hanging his head and shaking it each time the state challenged the defense's argument. Magistrate Kevin Broughton adjourned the case to tomorrow. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban Magistrates Court.
And Swiss chocolate maker Lindt has announced it will raise prices again this year after strong sales last year showed that increases had not cut the appetite of consumers. The group had already hiked prices by mid-single digits last year to offset the rising costs of cocoa. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 25 tomorrow, Richards Bay 27. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.